Welcome to Bundesliga Match Day 8. First game of the week was between Dortmund and Werder Bremen, which Dortmund won 1-0 thanks to a Julian Brandt goal in the 67th minute. Overall, pretty comfortable for Dortmund. Should have won it by a lot more. They had 23 shots, 4 major chances, 5 shots on target. I mean, Werder Bremen only had 5 shots in the entire game and only 1 on target. So, overall, really dominant performance from Dortmund. It didn't really look shaky. The one shot on target, though, was a pretty big chance. That's, I think, the main thing that I'd be a little bit worried about from Dortmund. But overall, pretty dominant performance. This is the one you need to keep up pace at the top of the Bundesliga, especially right now, which some of the teams are just winning every single match. And right now, it's exactly what Dortmund needed. Dominant win. Pretty comfortable. Werder Bremen, this game was a little bit tough for them just because it was such a dominant win by Dortmund. I know it was at Dortmund's stadium and it was, away game, but still, it was really a really dominant performance overall from Dortmund, and it's not what you want to see, but overall, good game from Dortmund. Negatives to take away from Bremen. And they're only 2 points away from the relegation, playoff and relegation, automatic relegation zone. So not a great start for Werder Bremen. Only 2 wins. Those were their 6 points comes from. So 6 losses so far. This just adds to it. So overall, not a great start to the season for Werder Bremen. And right now, it's really a combination. I mean, their attack is getting a decent amount of goals. It's just they're letting in a lot as well, conceding 18 goals in 8 games. So over 2 goals per game. This game, they only conceded 1, but they couldn't get anything going on offense. So just not a good start for Werder Bremen. We'll see where they go from there. They have talent, and I really do think this team can go forward and can do really well up front. It's just they've got to find different combinations and see what works. I think that's the biggest thing for Werder Bremen. Finding a partnership like they did last season up front would be huge. Moving on to the games on Saturday. Leipzig get a massive 3-1 win over Darmstadt. One of the first games held at the Darmstadt Stadium. And it was a good atmosphere for their credit. But overall, Openda scored in the first minute, kind of shut that down. Forsberg got Leipzig's next goal. Darmstadt had a little bit of hope after getting a penalty in the 32nd minute, but Openda scored the third goal for Leipzig in the 72nd. He's looked really good, starting to come into form. I mean, last season he was so good in Ligue 1. He scored 21 goals and averaged a goal every 120 minutes. Right now in the Bundesliga, 101 minutes per goal, and he's got 2 assists. So in 8 games, 6 goals, 2 assists, that's really, really solid. Been very good for Leipzig so far. Been their best goal-scoring threat. In this game, Forsberg also gets a goal. Good. He opens his Bundesliga account for this season. That's positive. But it seems like Marco Reus is starting to find stuff that works. It's interesting to me that they have so much attacking talent that I would say probably has more upside than Yusuf Poulsen, but Poulsen played the whole game. So, I mean, he's obviously done something in training that's pretty good, because you've got Dani Olmo and Werner coming off the bench, Carvalho and Sesko not even seeing the field. So, I would like to see those players maybe see the field a little bit more than Poulsen, but Poulsen didn't play terrible in this game. One player that kind of caught my attention overall in this game that I thought was just really entertaining, Xavi Simons. I know I've mentioned him. I know everyone's mentioning him, but he hasn't gotten a goal or assist, kind of been out of that spotlight for a little bit, but he hasn't really gotten a goal or assist contribution since September the 16th, so quite a bit a while ago. But I mean, this game, he just looks so comfortable on the ball, so comfortable at this level. And I mean, what a purchase from PSG, and they'll be able to get him back most likely at the end of the season. So that's huge for PSG, but I mean, Leipzig can enjoy him for the season they have. and they'll certainly use him. Freiburg 2-1 winners over Boca. Rizzo, Doan, and Grifo getting the goals. Palencia opened the scoring for Bochum, but then they concede two. Finally, a striker getting a goal for Bochum. That's huge. Then he gets injured and won't be able to return till mid-November, of course. Takuma Asano gets an assist. He's actually had a decent start to the season for him. Rizzo Doan gets gets a goal, his first goal of the season. Grifo gets a goal and an assist. He looked really, really good. He's back to his form. And I really feel like this game could have gone either way. I mean, maybe you'd favor Freiburg a bit, but overall, it's a pretty fun game to watch. A lot of back and forth. Almost the same amount of shots on target. And around the same amount of major chances. But overall, I'd say this game was really fun to watch. A lot of back and forth. And overall, I mean, Freiburg's got to be super happy to get away with 3 points. Throwing 13 points, not bad. Bochum, this game's going to be harsh for them. Another loss. They're 17th on the table. Still haven't won in the season. One of two teams to do that. And, yeah, it's just really, really looking unfortunate. They've got to find some rhythm. And they finally get a striker to score. He goes out. So that's really tough. But they just keep losing one-goal games, and that's just really, really tough. And even when they can, they draw, they haven't been able to win. So if Bochum can pick some wins up, and which I think they will just based on the fact that they're drawing so many games. They've drawn half their games so far. So I think they will start picking up wins, and I think Bochum won't go down the season. It's just going to be a matter of time, and do they give – how much more time do they give Tomáš Lech just because they're 17th on the table, and they've got 4 points from 8 games. So that's really disappointing. Moving on, though, Frankfurt 3, Hoffenheim 1. Bebert opened the scoring for Hoffenheim, but then Frankfurt hits 3 back. Marmoush, Kanaf, and Shikri all get goals. Interesting enough, though, Baumann gets the assist. Oliver Baumann, the keeper for Hoffenheim, gets the assist on Maximilian Bier's goal. Again, he's been so good this season. I mean, 6 goals so far, that's like super good for Hoffenheim, but they just did not play that well in this game. They had that one chance early, but really, I mean, they did not settle into this game at all. And this is the attack that I've been really looking forward to Frankfurt. And I think their key player right now is Ansgar Knauf. He hasn't really been playing a whole lot, and he's been playing farther back. And now since he played much higher in the Frankfurt game, they won against Heidenheim, gets a goal. Now he starts higher against Hoffenheim, gets a goal. Looked fantastic. Ferenc Chabibi, 20-year-old, gets an assist in this game. Looked really good again. So I think him, Marmoush, and Knauf are starting to perform a pretty good trio up front. Omar Marmoush gets a goal. He looked good in last game, but gets his payoff in this one. Shikri gets a goal from midfield. That's helpful as well. And overall, it's a really good performance from Frankfurt, and they're getting the goals they need. They're at 13 points. They've only scored 9 goals on the season. 3 come from this match. That's huge. Their defense, again, so solid, though. They continue to go with a 3 at the back, and it continues to work. William Pancho, 22-year-old center back from Ecuadorian. An Ecuadorian center back, 22 years old. I expect a lot of clubs to be starting to look at him. He's had a super start to the season right now. He played in Belgium last year, got his transfer to Frankfurt, and I think he could definitely be on his way to a big club in a few years, maybe even next year. Been super player for Frankfurt so far. Tuta, been at Frankfurt for a few years now, since 2020, and I mean, he still continues to perform. He's only 24 years old, and he's had a fantastic start to the season. And then you know how I said Baumann got an assist? The other goalkeeper also got assists. Jens Gahl, both get assists in this game. I don't remember the last time I've ever seen, or if ever seen, both goalkeepers get an assist in one game. That's really unique. Overall, though, huge win for Frankfurt. Get those 3 points. Hoffenheim I mean, they lose this game. It's not great, but they're still 2 points ahead of Frankfurt, and they've had a really good start to the season. So you're going to hit a bump like this. Last week I was praising Pellegrino Monterazzo because they played the team they faced last week off the park, which was Werder Bremen. This week they lose to Frankfurt, so hopefully he can get his squad back on track. But I don't think Hoffenheim are in any trouble this season. I think they've started too well, and I think Pellegrino Monterazzo will get that squad. I don't think this is too much of a game to worry about. Disappointing, yeah, but hugely worrying, no. Stuttgart 3, Union Berlin 0. Stuttgart, they pay a price in this game, though. Garassi goes out injured. He does get a goal before he goes out. He gets a goal in the 16th minute, goes out in the 30th minute. Reports are he's going to be back maybe around mid-November, maybe a little bit earlier, but huge, huge loss from Stuttgart. But a lot of people are thinking they're starting to fall. I don't think that because, I mean, if you look at it, there's some players that I think can really take over. Dennis Undav comes in. He's been pretty good for them. He's in the last three games, including this one, he's got 3 goals. So I think he's starting to find really good form with this team. And I think you have to give some credit to Stefan Hoeneß because he puts Undav in. Undav plays fine, but it's really when Mutumba and Zhang and Ito all come in. I mean, they made a huge difference. Zhang gets an assist on Silas Kopan-Matumba's goal. He played so well in this game. Silas gets the goal off of a fast break. I mean, his speed is just so lethal. And having him coming off the bench is huge. I think Undav will go in for Garassi, but I think Silas could slot in, and I think he and Zhang will really do help cover this Garassi injury. I don't know. The scary thing is, I think mostly for Stuttgart and Stuttgart fans, is if Garassi comes back, will he be in the same form? I don't think so. I think this form was like insane. I think he was really feeling it in this injury. He could come back and still just see the game how he is right now and find all these spaces and get all these goals, or he could come back and just not be the same player. And I think that's probably the more likely of it. I think it'd be super disappointing to have that happen just because, I mean, 14 goals in 8 matches is crazy, but you can't see that form ever staying, but I think he could really, really dry up when he comes back. So that's really unfortunate. On the other side, though, Union, this has been a season to forget to start. It's been an absolute disaster, and they're on 6 points, 2 points out from 16th and 17th position. Super disappointment. Overall, just really lacking talent. I mean, Urs Fischer is guessing every lineup. I mean, you can see it. 3 changes at halftime, another change in the 63rd, and then in the 81st. I mean, he's putting on every attacker he can, and it just seems like he is guessing at this point on who's going to play well. He's just trying to find anything that will work, and right now it's not. They didn't look anywhere near as threatening as Stuttgart did in this game. Very few chances, and overall I would say, yeah, just super disappointing for Union, especially at home. Just have not found any rhythm this season. Continued to concede after concede. And overall, I mean, they've got a decent amount of goals, 11 goals, but 17 conceded is not good. And right now, I just don't see them really putting pressure on any team. And I think this is going to be a relegation battle this season, which is super disappointing after such success last season. Especially with, I mean, the fact that they're in the Champions League. They're in the Champions League right now, and it's just not going well in the Champions League either. And it's not going well in the Bundesliga. I mean, it's been an absolute disaster campaign for them. They haven't won since August 26th. They started the season with 2 wins and then have lost every single game since. I mean, Urs Fischer has got to be feeling the hot seat a little bit. I know he's been with the club for a while, and he's since 2018, and he's taken them up, and he's done really, really well with them. But he's got to be feeling some pressure after this disaster of a start. Moving on to Leverkusen versus Wolfsburg, though. Leverkusen 2-1 win. And I would say this one was a little bit more shaky. I think it really could have gone either way. I think Leverkusen a little bit fortunate to leave with a point or 3 points, but Frimpong opened the scoring. Lacroix got the equalizer for Wolfsburg, and Grimaldo's got the winner for Leverkusen. Boniface gets the assist. Frimpong gets an assist. Frimpong really played well in this game. I mean, results-wise, and just watching the game, too. He looked super energetic, super fun to watch on the ball. Overall, the wingbacks for Leverkusen get 2 goals and an assist combined, Grimaldo and Frimpong. So that really was their success in this game. Wolfsburg a little bit concerned just because they didn't match that as well. They get an assist and a goal from a center back, two center backs. So not the greatest for them, but I feel like they really could have scored on many chances. Jonas Vind had a few chances, and he was expected to score based on the stats. So a little bit disappointing, I think, from him. Can't go against him too much. He's got 7 goals and an assist this season, so he has not been their problem. And overall, Wolfsburg, not too worried. They're on 12 points in 9th place. They're fine. But Leverkusen continue to roll, continue to stay in first place. Haven't lost yet, and only dropped 2 points on the season, and that was a tie against Bayern. So they continue to just play so well. And honestly, this Leverkusen team is a train that's unstoppable right now. We'll see if that comes to a halt soon. But right now, I mean, they tied Bayern, and that's obviously the biggest competitor you'll have in this league. So, I mean, continue to be super fun to watch. Coman gets the opening goal in the Bayern Munich versus Mainz game. Bayern Munich end up winning this 3-1, but Coman gets the opening goal. Kane gets a goal in the 16th minute. Kadisi gets a goal for Mainz, their only goal in the 43rd minute. And Goretzka, in the 59th minute, gets the third goal for Bayern, stealing the deal. Goretzka got a goal and an assist. Kane gets a goal. And then Coman, I want to talk about him for a second, because he's not always the most mentioned, but right now he's in crazy form. I mean, in his last 2 games for Bayern, he's got 3 goals. He got a goal for France in the international break. So, I mean, he's just been playing super, super well. Musiala and Sané get assists. Sané, again, he's been having a really good campaign, I feel like, as well. Been on the goal-contributing charts so much this season, taking a huge step forward. He got 6 goals this season and an assist. And he's been playing a significant impact in the Champions League for Bayern as well. So, pretty big season start for him. And overall, Bayern kind of cruising this game. Not really challenged by Mainz too much. Thomas Tuchel's got Bayern playing pretty well. Super solid at the back. I think this is a center-back pairing I feel the most comfortable. If I'm a Bayern fan, you'd want De Ligt, I feel like, in Kim. Just because Upamecano has that huge risk for a mistake. So having De Ligt and Kim back, they're probably more solid. Konrad Leimer plays in right back. That's the most interesting thing for me, is he plays right back instead of what I would think are probably Bruno Sarr, but he's also had his defensive liabilities, and with Matarazzi out, and Guerrero, who could potentially play in that position as well, that's a little bit forcing his hand to play Conrad Lehmann there. He did a solid job. Not great, but solid. Overall, Bayern cruise to win. They're still in third, and they're tied with Dortmund, but, I mean, Stuttgart have been playing outstanding. They have only dropped 3 points. They only lost 1 game. I expect them to drop, so I think it's really going to be... I've counted out Dortmund, and they haven't played a huge... They haven't really played a massive team, and that's probably why it's been so easy for them. They haven't lost either, though. It's Bayern, Dortmund, and Leverkusen who haven't lost. I think Leipzig's going to be... I think the top four will end up being Leverkusen, right now at least, Bayern, Dortmund, and Leipzig. I think those are my prediction. I think those teams will pull away. Stuttgart right now, though, in second, Bayern still in third. So that's disappointing for Bayern to stay there. But as soon as they start playing, those teams are hitting harder schedules, I think it could really mix up the table. Cologne 3, Gladbach 1. Big, big derby win for Cologne. Exactly what they needed. 3-1 win over your rivals is huge. Kainz scores on two penalties. Idevildi gets a goal for Gladbach, and Waldschmidt gets a goal for Cologne as well. That was their third. Gianluca Waldschmidt, I mean, watching him, I was not really familiar with him before going into this game, but man, this guy had so many shots. He had two shots off target, three on target. He hit the post. I mean, he was just everywhere in this game. Four passes into the final third. Watching him, it was just so positive in this game. And I really, really think he can make a much bigger impact on the season. He looks super good on this season. Or not this season, but in this game. So I think he could make a much bigger impact for Cologne. This was the first win Cologne's got all season. They looked super good. They really, really dominated. And maybe this is just because it was a derby game versus Gladbach. And Gladbach also get a red card from Kalidou Koné. Which is, I mean, that's really hard in the 72nd minute when the next two goals happen after. So, I mean, that's disappointing. But two goals for Cologne off of penalties. I mean, they needed a little bit of luck, but they get it. They get a win. Huge for them. Now they've got to take this momentum and run with it, though. They've got Leipzig coming up. But then after that, they've got a DFB Pokal match. And then they get, on November 4th, then they get a big game against Augsburg, another team that they're battling at the bottom of the table. Or not the bottom of the table at the moment, but I figured at the end of the season, they'll probably be down there. And it's a game that Cologne can win. So, I mean, Cologne's got a huge, huge games coming up. And really, if they want to continue this momentum to really get themselves out of this bottom three, which could be separating, it seems like, a little bit. Gladbach, super disappointing to the season. They're on 6 points. They're only 2 points ahead of Cologne. Again, another loss. This one against your rival. They barely had any chances in this game. Only two shots on target. And those shots on target were pretty harmless as well. They do get one goal, though. But it's from a center back. And, wasn't the most positive game. It's off of a corner. So, I mean, overall, Gladbach just not really positive at all from open play. Credit to Cologne for that. But overall, I think you got to be really disappointed if you're a Gladbach supporter, because this game just gave you almost no hope. And they've really got to turn it around quick, because Gladbach, the massive club they are, they cannot find themselves in a relegation battle. That'd be super negative for them. And there's no way a team with this much talent should even be anywhere near close to the bottom of the table. So that's really disappointing from them. Final game of the season, though. Or not season, but match day. Augsburg 5, Hoffenheim 2. Or Heidenheim 2. I mean, it looked so good for Heidenheim. Two goals in 2 minutes. And then the onslaught of goals from Augsburg just come. And this is huge for Augsburg. I mean, they have not really opened up their attack. Like, they had 10 goals coming into the season, and they get five in this one. I mean, they went crazy. They get so much production from the whole team. Dimitrovic gets a goal. He's been continuing his outstanding form. 5 goals, 3 assists for him to start the season. Philip Thiez, he gets a golden assist. Bummer for him, though, goes out. He'll return probably around mid-November, like a lot of the other injuries I've mentioned today. Frederik Jensen gets 2 assists. That's huge for him, just because he hasn't really contributed much so far. Rebesha, 25-year-old midfielder, gets his goal. Mads Petersen from left back gets his opener of the season. And Udka gets his opening goal for the season as well. So, just super positive from Augsburg. overall, huge positive you can take away. Massive win. Heidenheim, super disappointing to go out 2-0 and lose 5-2. I mean, defense absolutely collapsed. And they're only 3 points away from 16th. They're currently 11th, though. Augsburg's 1 point above them. But Heidenheim, I really could see them starting to fall. But there's so many teams in this. I mean, 10 through 17 are separated by 4 points. So it's super tight for right now. So I really do think this relegation battle will drag on through the season. I think it'll be really interesting. We'll see how Heidenheim fall into this. They've got a little bit of a tough schedule. A huge game against Gladbach, though. And then a huge game against Stuttgart, Bayern. So that might be tough. But two games against Gladbach, including one in the DFB Pokal coming up. So hopefully for their sake, they get some good results. Augsburg need to carry this momentum, especially attacking momentum against Wolfsburg and Cologne and Hoffenheim, their next three opponents that they definitely can go after. I think all three of those teams are potential games are all potential wins for Augsburg. And if they can continue to keep this attack going, then they definitely can get there. Just overlook, we'll go back to the individual stats. Gourassi still leads 14 goals. I mean, absolutely nuts. Harry Kane's got 9 goals. Jonas Vind got 7, so does Boniface. Openda, Sané, Maximilian Bier all at 6. Assist leader right now, Chris Fuchs, Julian Brandt, Kane, Grifo, Frimpong, and Javi Simmons all have 4. And if you're looking for goals and assists combined, Grassi leads with 15, Kane at 13, Boniface at 10. Boniface, second biggest surprise of the season. I think Kane, not to say that it hasn't been remarkable, it's still kind of expected just because how good Harry Kane's been for so long. Gourassi, obviously the biggest surprise of the season. Openda and Vind getting very good starts this season. So has Leroy Sané. Hoffman's been a super surprise for Leverkusen. So has Jeremy Frimpong, both on 7. Brandt's been very good for Dortmund. Their leading contributor with 7. Chris Fuchs, the leader of assists, he's got 2 goals as well, puts him on 7. Javi Simmons, another contributor for Leipzig. And another huge surprise, Jean-Nicolas Best for Heidenheim. He's got 4 goals and 3 assists in 7 matches. So that's been really good for Heidenheim, and he's been huge for them. So overall, some really big surprises. And then, you have some guys that you expect to be up top there, but Gourassi, Boniface, huge surprises. Jonas Vind getting a lot more goals than I thought he would. But overall, probably best team so far, I would say. Biggest surprise continues to be Stuttgart. I would say Leverkusen are right behind them, though. I would say Bayern continue to be one of the best teams, so is Leverkusen. And I think Dortmund, as much as I've ragged on them so far this season, they're continuing to get wins and continuing to battle out games, so that's been very impressive. But that will do it for this week's Bundesliga recap. Thank you for listening. And have a great day. Bye.